Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
All right, everybody, here we go. Devin Booker has agreed on a four-year, $224 million Supermax extension. Booker's deal agreed to early Friday begins in 2024-25 and brings his total contract value to 6 years and $295 million. Booker is officially tethered to Phoenix now through the 2027-28 season. Speaking of contracts, Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic has agreed to the largest contract in NBA history, a five-year, $270 million Supermax extension. Jokic, the reigning two-time most valuable player, is now secured to the Nuggets for a total of 6 years, $303 million. Guys, get this. In the 2027-28 season, Nikola Jokic will make $61.5 million. And I'm glad my co-host Howard Balzer here is of a certain age. Because, Howard, do you remember the first $1 million-a-year athlete off the top of your head? I do.
Well, I remember the first $100,000 athlete when Don Drysdale and Sandy Koufax held out together with the Los Angeles Dodgers and got like $100,000. And so I remember that whenever that was in the 60s. I'm not sure the first million, though.
It was Nolan Ryan.
Okay.
And Dave Parker were neck and neck. But Nolan Ryan got $1 million a year. And I remember the shockwaves that sent through the country. And then when Magic Johnson got a 25-year, $25 million contract from Jerry Buss, it stopped the presses. Nikola Jokic now, $61.5 million for a season in 2027-28. How about that? All right, Brittany Griner appeared in a Moscow area court for trial on Friday. That is underway now. About 4.5 months after she was arrested on cannabis possession charges at an airport while traveling to play for a Russian team, Griner could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs. D-backs and Rockies tonight at Coors in Denver. 5:10 start. Merrill Kelly on the hill. D-backs have lost 6 of their last 8. And USC and UCLA, two of the flagship programs in the Pac-12, notified Thursday night that their application to join the Big Ten has been accepted. That did not take long. The schools will now officially begin play in the conference in the 2024 season. How about that?
And if there wasn't all this going on with the NBA and Durant and the Suns, that would be the focus of this show a lot in terms of and all the tentacles to that and what it means for the rest of college football. Obviously, what it means to the Pac-12. We will get into that a little bit during the show. But, of course, NBA and all that will take a lot of precedence. And you were mentioning about free agency now, Tim, in the NBA and this money that's out there. And I was talking about this. We discussed it a little bit the other day when I was on with Lorenzo Alexander and how the one thing that happens at this time every year are the NFL players going, why can't we get contracts like that?
Wait, you know, did you just say $60 million?
Yeah, exactly. Now, there might be some quarterbacks a little close to that.
And guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, guaranteed. Yes. Yeah, that's the thing about it. Exactly. That's the thing about it. And that's the big thing the NFL. Well, why can't we get guaranteed contracts like that? And you know what I always say? Well, have your agent negotiate it. If you're good enough to negotiate, have your agent negotiate it. Because it doesn't have anything to do with the CBA. It's all individual negotiations when it comes to that aspect of it. But it doesn't stop the NFL players from going, oh, my goodness, how come we don't have all guaranteed contracts?
And then you get your brains beat in on the football field.
Yes,
to boot.
Exactly.
I mean, if you were blessed enough by the man upstairs to be able to play two potential sports, if you can choose baseball or basketball over football, I think most guys would probably do that because of the contract situation alone.
Yeah, probably.
I mean,
certainly.
Why would you ever go the way of the NFL. When you what we know about CTE, and then you talk about guaranteed contracts, my gracious, what a difference. I mean, yeah, the numbers now in the did you see the quick video of Anthony Edwards throwing the football for the Timberwolves
young star launched.
So Tom Brady reached out and said something to the extent of, hey, maybe you're playing the wrong sport, but even Brady acknowledged, hey, I know the money's a bit different, but why don't you come over and think about playing football? Yeah, oh, right. Man.
I will say this about MLB, though. As much as you would say, yes, that would be the sport, but then you also know it takes you a while to get to that point where you're going to make that big money, and you've got to get through a lot to even get into that position. Whereas the NFL, NBA, I mean, you're for the best, you're making a pretty good amount of it right away when you come out of college. So
yeah, and Kyler Murray's a guy that chose football over that route.
Yeah.